Hi, friend. I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Emperor. I will read Sarun's inspired writings, translated into American English, at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. My email address is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming future world is at hand. Today is June 28, 2026. That is, according to the inspired solar lunar calendar, Tammuz 13, 57, 87. Now we're continuing in Amos. At this time we are in chapter 7, beginning verse 1. My controller, that's Adonai in the original language, originator, that is eternal originator. Yahweh is the original language for that word. So Yahweh or eternal originator showed me this. You will notice I fashioned locusts at the beginning of the aftermath of springing up. You know what locusts are? They will swarm over a crop, and it's fast food for them. They're in and out in a short time. They are very destructive. They are going to take on any vulnerable crops. And this is what is dead ahead of us right now. This is what happened in the past, you know, some 2,500 to 3,000 years ago. Well, I'll say 2,500. Now he continues, quoting Supreme, you will notice the aftermath after ruler shearings. So there's an aftermath that is involving the plants and the animals. Verse 2 and continues here. It happened, it ended devouring the land's vegetation. I said, my controller, eternal originator, will you please pardon? How will heel stand? Heel, of course, is the meaning of the word Yaakov. He is insignificant. I think sometimes we think we're really great. I know I'm nothing. In fact, I'm less than nothing. And Supreme has kindly revealed that to me. Verse 3, Eternal Originator had compassion about this. So even though he's going to come down hard on us, he is compassionate. He has a purpose of ruling. You can't rule if you wipe out everybody. I mean, we all deserve it. But he has to help us change, and he will. Eternal Originator conveys it will not happen. That's interesting. So we all deserve death, 100% of humanity. But he has purpose to renovate us and make changes. Verse 4. My controller, eternal originator, repeating those two names, showed me this. This is what Amos, the word Amos, of course, means. Information. You will notice my controller, originator, eternal originator, will call to contend with the blaze. It devoured the very deep, it devoured the portion. Verse 5, I said, my controller, eternal originator, will you please stop? He continued, to write, "How will Heel stand? How is Israel able to survive?" He is insignificant. Yeah, you bet we are. We just think we're great. We're full of pride, but we're just empty. Verse 6, Eternal Originator had compassion about this. Eternal Originator conveyed, it will not happen. He's not going to let the complete extermination of Israel or Judah take place. Verse 7, my controller, Eternal Originator showed me this. You will notice my controller, Eternal Originator, will stand by a plumbed wall. A plumb was in his hand. You know, today over there in the land we call Israel, and it isn't Israel, that's Judah, the English-speaking peoples are Israel. But there is a great difficulty for those people, horrible attacks on those people, because the demons hate Judah, the demons hate Israel, the demons hate every human, let's face it. Verse 8, my controller, Eternal Originator, conveyed, you will notice, I will plumb. What else is about this plumb wall? What's a plumb line got to do with it anyway? That's a reconstruction, you might say, or building. It's a sign that he will build. And I think maybe I have not really put this down right. I think it should be, we'll stand by a wall. And that wall is to be plumbed, that means reconstructed. So I'm having to correct some things here. Oh, you give me a minute. I know I had such a hard time yesterday, I thought I needed to retire. Okay. So we're going to say he was standing by a wall. True to be plumbed. Okay. Oh. A plumb line was in his hand. Now this is Supreme speaking. He's going to straighten this all out. Do you understand that? Verse 8, my controller, Eternal Originator, conveyed, you will notice, I will plumb my people, most powerful prevails. That's the meaning of the original word, Israel. I will no longer be alienated to him. Yeah, we've been alienated from him, is what's happened. Verse 9, laughter's high places. Laughter is an interesting word because Israel and Judah are certainly two of the original words, but laughter's, that refers to a different word. That's Isaac or Saxon, sometimes called Saxon. Isaac's high places. Yeah, we have those in every town, don't we? We stick the steeples up. Erect into the face of Supreme. Isaac's high places will be desolate. He's going to end religion and politics as we know it. Most powerful prevails, that's Israel's sanctuaries, will be laid waste. He has no use for religion whatsoever, whether it's Christian or atheist or the demonic Muhammad religion. I will stand against people contends house with sword. So he's going to stand against these people who have opposed his people. And he will deal with them in no uncertain terms. This is Jeroboam. That's the meaning of the word Jeroboam there. People contend. Verse 10, eternal originator's strength. A worship server of most powerful's place. He served in the temple anciently. He might liken him to today's Glenn Beck. Sent to most powerful prevails ruler. People contend to say information conspires against you and most powerful prevails house. The land is unable to endure all his statements. And we are in a similar situation today as they were at that time. Verse 11, information, that's the word that we know phonetically is Amos. Information said this, people contend will die. So that's this man who is so evil. Most powerful prevails will be exiled from his ground. We are, the English-speaking people are Israel. We will be exiled. We will be taken in the next days and weeks into exile or captivity. Verse 12, originator strength said to information. So this was a guy who responded to Amos. Seer, you must go. He wanted to get rid of this lunatic Amos. You must escape to praise originator land. You must eat there. You must present there. Verse 13, you must no longer present it. Most powerful's place. That was the temple. It is ruler's distinguished sanctuary. It is empire's place. Well, I don't think Amos liked that. So it says verse 14, Amos, or the word means information, responded and said to originator strength, I was not a presenter or a presenter's son. I was a herdsman. I was just a hick farmer and gathered figs of fig sycamores. So he was in the plants and animals as an agricultural person. Verse 15, eternal originator took me from behind the flock. Oh, he did that to Joseph and others too. And David was one of those guys. Eternal originator conveyed to me, you must go, you must present to my people most powerful prevails. He had to do what Supreme commanded. I am commanded too to correct. I will continue to do what Supreme tells me to do. He tells me to correct Donald John Trump and Glenn Lee Beck. And I've got to make those corrections effective with them in less than 800 days. They will be corrected as far as Supreme is concerned. Now, verse 16, you will hear eternal originator statement. Here's the word from Supreme. You must say, you must not present to most powerful prevails. You must not speak by inspiration to laughter's house, to the Saxon's house. So this is a very important understanding. Verse 17, therefore, eternal originator conveys this, your woman will practice immorality in town. That's what's going on here. It was there anciently. It's here right now in English-speaking people worldwide. I think it's really worldwide in every human. It's sex is the evil we have chosen to do, never in marriage, but just have sex, any and all of the sex we want to have. Your sons and daughters will fall with sword. That's why we're going to die. And that's what war is going to do to us very soon. Your ground will be apportioned with the line. So he's still talking about this plumb line. You will die on defiled ground. Most powerful prevails will be deported from his ground. Yep, like I said earlier, deportation is coming. That's for you and me. We're not going to be able to stay here and be continuing all this evil that we are totally involved with at this time. So now that brings us to the end of that part of Amos. We'll come back probably tomorrow and do some more. I'm glad things worked out better today than they did yesterday for me. But I have had a lot of problems, as you saw. I stumbled at the beginning of this, so I hope you will overlook my stumbling, fumbling, bumbling ways. All right. Today's events, they are terrible. I don't know if you're able to see the news, but if you get Real America's Voice, you could have heard it too with Lance Wolnick today. Or if you pay attention to Aretz Israel, that's right out of Jerusalem. The news is all bad. Okay, we must flee idolatry, we must flee immorality, we must flee deceiving, we must flee coveting, we must flee stealing, we must flee murdering. And that means murdering the unborn or the old folks or anybody in between. We must be being renovated, being converted, or we will die. Friends, I hope you choose life.